Construction on the new Dalí Museum spanned over 23 months, but today the new building is finally open to the public. Two main focal points make this building particularly unique. The new museum was designed and constructed by the Beck Group. It boasts a glass enigma consisting of thousands of triangular glass panes that face the downtown waterfront. Inside, there is a DNA-inspired spiral staircase. Construction project manager Dale Mize said inspiration for these architectural designs came from Dalí's own ideas.
That's representative of the DNA model, which Dalí was quite familiar with and used in some of his paintings and stuff. He was enthralled with the DNA molecule, the whole scientific application thereof.
The aesthetically dominant glass enigma presented an interesting challenge to builders. Mize said each individual glass pane was constructed and then delivered with a computerized barcode describing the location of the glass within the frame.
Well, it's just the number of pieces. It's like a giant jigsaw puzzle. When there's 1,062 different triangle-shaped pieces of glass, all of which are no two pieces are alike. The structural system behind it, I kind of caught, used to remind me of the Tinker Toy set I had as a kid, where the pieces come together. There's over 3,500 different pieces. Each one of those is machined for that particular spot.
The completion of this project marks an important milestone for the community. The grand opening coincides with the opening of another Dalí Museum in Dalí's birth and resting place in Figueras, Spain, and will mark the official sistership between the two cities. Director Dr. Hank Hine said this museum is regarded the most important single Spanish art collection in the Americas.
It's a collection that could never be reassembled. The ambassador of Spain to the United States has said this is the most important collection of art in North or South of Spanish art in North or South America. So you're in a singular place.
Two separate galleries host the many works of Dalí. Dalí's artwork is displayed on warm white walls in the Permanent Collection Gallery. This exhibit contains some of Dalí's most famous works, including The Disintegration of the Persistence of Memory. Director Hine described the importance of this piece.
This is where you see his famous melting clock image. However, the world is not continuous, it's fragmentary. And he has been influenced by the discovery of subatomic physics and finds in that not despair or confusion, but affirmation that the world can be understood and that there's no difference between spirit and matter. So he's really becoming a mystic here. So the nuclear mysticism is the appropriate term, one coined by Dalí himself for this period of his work.
Dalí is known for his artistic ability to create double images in his paintings.
We think of Dalí as an artist of the way back in the last century. This painting was painted in 1976, and it's a double image. It's a portrait of Abraham Lincoln and a study of his wife gazing out the window. It's called Gala Contemplating the Mediterranean Sea, which at 20 meters becomes a portrait of Abraham Lincoln, and it's one of my favorites. You'll have to squint or cover your eyes slightly, and you'll see that the entire canvas becomes the bust of Lincoln.
Dalí's artwork is known for its complicated and sometimes controversial interpretations. In Daddy Long Legs of the Evening, Dalí demonstrates hope through images that are anything but hopeful.
It's not a happy scene. There are cannons. There are horses leaping from the cannons. The figure is melting and head is on the ground. The trees are leafless. The cello cannot play. And at the base, an angel weeps. This was the first painting Dalí painted in the United States. And he stayed in the United States from 1940 to 1948 and then returned for half his year for the rest of his life.
The special exhibition gallery is located just across the hall in a much colder room. The floors are polished concrete that reflect the images of those walking on it and echo the sounds of the room. This gallery contains work from Dalí's later career. Hine described an action photograph to the laughter of his audience.
There are also wonderful photos from the 50s by Philippe Halsman, of Dali doing various performance pieces. For instance, this is pre-photoshopped, this image over here, where cats are flying through the air and pails of water are being thrown. Those are real cats.
Oh, wow.
And
real water.
Pre-photoshopped. You just can't do that anymore. You can't throw cats like these.
The new Dali Museum also contains a children's gallery, gift shop, cafe, and outdoor labyrinth. Hours of operation remain the same, but admission prices have increased slightly. Museum officials consider that a small sacrifice to museum goers, considering the size of the museum has more than doubled. For more information on the new Dali, visit thedali.org. For WMNF News in St. Petersburg, I'm Janelle Irwin.